We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Ribbis, Halacha Gimel. We're in the middle of paragraph Aleph towards the end, the subparagraph that begins with the word Nimtza. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 380, right-hand column, about a third of the way down. Nimtza, based on what we've learned in this previous paragraph, we see She'ikar pigam taivas momoin shehu avaydezoro Hurak mibichinas mokoy muzman kanal, that the main problem when it comes to dealing with money, when we talk about pigat, the main negative aspect of it, where people get messed up, is related to time and place. As we explained earlier, the fact that the person thinks he needs the money before Hashem is ready to give it to him, or he needs it here and the money is somewhere else, that kind of thing. V'alkein iker pigam taivas momoin hu choivois v'halvois kimerumos b'soif ha'maimranal. And therefore, the main issue in dealing improperly with money, where we talk about a person who fell into taivas momoin, is people who get into big debt, rachmon al-tzlan, and loans, that kind of stuff, as Rabbeinu Zal hints to at the end of chapter 23 there. Sheloivin momoin me'acherim, whereby they borrow money from other people when they don't really need it. It's not critical. Umesim balei choivos, and they die in debt. They die without giving back the money. Chas v'shalom, rachmon al-tzlan. Ki kol ha-choivos v'ha-halvos hem achuzim yoyser bizman. Because all debts and loans, all of those kinds of transactions, are all time related. The whole issue there is time. Shelova hayoim lifroya lachazman, whereby I'm borrowing today in order to be able to pay it back at a later date. Meaning, I'm not saying I don't have the money. I'm not saying the money, I'm not going to have the money. On the contrary, I'm confident that I'm going to have the money. Otherwise, I wouldn't be borrowing. If I'm borrowing without having confidence that I'm going to get the money, that's called stealing. But if I'm perfectly 100% confident that based on normal circumstances, I'm expecting that within 30 days, within 3 years, whatever, I'm going to have the money. and since I don't have it right now, and I need it now, that's why I'm borrowing. That's the whole issue of borrowing and lending. Ki lemalo mehazman ein shayach halvor. Because as soon as we go outside the arena of time, as soon as we go above the concept of time, there's no concept of borrowing. Because again, if there's no today or tomorrow, if we erase those words, then I have the money. V'alkein his hira Torah. For this reason, the Torah warns us, im kesef talve esami es he'oni imoch, if you will lend money to anybody in my nation, Hashem says, so you're going to have the poor person with you, you're going to help him. Don't be a bum. Don't be on top of him. Don't be on top of his neck, bugging him every day. Where's my money? Are you going to pay me? When are you going to pay? All of that stuff. Kitzrichin lerachem al bar Yisrael hamuchroch lovoy lidei halvo livli liyos loy kenoisha klal. We're supposed to have rachmonis on a Jew who was forced to take a loan, not to nag him at all, not to harass him in any way, and thereby elevate him, take him out of the category of a borrower, a person who's in debt, make him feel like he has no debt at all, make him feel good, make him feel like a person. Because the Jewish people are above the concept of time. We said before, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hashem and the Jews are one. So if Hashem is above the concept of time, then the Jewish nation is above the concept of time. And therefore, in our roots, at the roots of the Jewish people, we're the furthest thing in the world from borrowing or from debt or anything like that. Rak betoikif hagolus, it's only because of the severity of the exile that the Jewish people are going through, because we're in Golus, because we did sins and we got thrown out of our country and we got put under the control of other nations where they control the money and all kinds of things like that. Shenimshecho hashefa lehoakum bavanoseinu rabim, whereby the flow of wealth and parnasa has changed direction. Instead of it flowing towards the Jewish people, Hashem has changed it, and it flows towards the other nations. The Yisrael nizoinen mitamtzis, and the Jewish people are supported from the leftovers. Whatever's left over, whatever they don't use, whatever they don't, gets sent off to us, to the Jewish people, Rachmon al-Slam. That's golus. Alkein muchruch echod lovoi lefamim le'avo. It's for this reason that sometimes a particular Jew falls into a situation where he has to borrow. Avol tzrichen l'rachim olov l'haloisei mebchinas havo balchoi. But we, the rest of the Jews, have to have rachmonis on him and pull him out of that feeling of feeling like a person who's in debt, feeling like he owes money. V'tzorich lehisroyis lefonov ki'ilu lo'ilov emenu klal kemuva devir abesenizal. And as the Gemara tells us, when the person who lent him the money sees him, he's got to treat him as if he never lent him anything. Zero, zero. We're best friends. You don't owe me. I'm not thinking about what you owe me. The time comes, we'll think of it. Right now, you don't owe any. Today, you don't owe me anything. Because we said you're going to pay me in 3 months or 3 weeks or 3 hours, whatever it is. As the Gemara says, Eich tzrichen lehisrachek hamalva mehaloiva. How the malva has to, the lender has to be careful to keep his distance from the loiva. If he sees him on the other side of the street, to cross the street, to walk, that he shouldn't see me, because he'll see me, he'll get panicky. He'll worry. Oh, I owe him money. I wonder if he's angry at me. I wonder if he's going to ask me for the money right now. So that the loiva shouldn't feel that the other guy is going after him at all. Oh, you know why he's here? He knows I walked down this block. He probably walked here just to put his face in front of me to remind me that he thinks I forgot. I didn't forget anything. I don't sleep at night because I know I owe him money, you know. That the loiva shouldn't imagine that the other guy is chasing him in any way. Because once a person believes in Hashem, who is above the concept of time, v'hashefa me'ito yisborach levad, and everything I have and everything I need is only from Hashem, only from Hashem, nimtzo shehashefa shetovo ilachar zman kvar hi mucheness v'nimsheches gam achshav. So therefore, the money that I'm supposed to get in 3 weeks or in 3 months or whenever it is, it's there right now. And it's flow, it's ready, and it's flowing now. Rak shetzrichen lahamtin shetovoy brita. It's just that I have to wait until Hashem knows it's the right time for me to receive it. Hashem's bank account is always full. There's no worry. Is there money there? Is there not? The money's there. The bank is open. Everything is running full speed. Beautiful. It's just a matter of Hashem's decision as to exactly when Hashem knows I should get it. That's all. Kamashikosuv, as we say in Ashrei, Einei choil eilecho yisaberu, all eyes are turned to Hashem, yearning to Hashem, v'ato noisein lohem esoch lom bitoy, and you provide us with our sustenance at the right time. Alkein, therefore, the fact that I'm lending this other person money for 6 months or whatever it is, rak kemoy chiluf. It's not like I'm giving him something that's mine. It's like we're swapping. Shemachlif hashbosay shetovoy lachazman imze shenim shechoy hashefa tekef. It's simply your date is September 1st. My date was July 1st. So we're swapping. You have $100 bill. You got the money. You have the money. You have the money. It's just that your money is dated. It's a check that's dated 3 months from now. And for whatever reason, Hashem decided that my money should have today's date on it. So I'm swapping with you. I'm giving you mine and you'll give me yours. What's the, you know? V'alkein einoy loive klal. And therefore, I'm not really lending you anything at all. I don't have to feel, ooh, I took my money and I gave it to him. V'alkein his hero hatoira. That's why the Torah warns us. Don't harass him in any way. Don't make him feel like you're on top of him in any way. וזה בחינס עוצם איסור החומר של ריבס. And this is the whole concept of the severity of how forbidden it is to take interest. כמו שכוסו, as the פוסק says, לא יסיע לו כנוישה, לא יסיע סימון עולב נשך. Don't be on top of him, don't impose any interest on him. כי כשרוצה ליקח ריבס מחברו יחס ושלום, because when a person wants to take interest from another Jew, zehu ikar hisgabrus taivas momoin. That's the essence of falling into taivas momoin. Shehu avoidazora mamish, which we said is literally idol worship. Ki loikeach agar netar bishvil hamtonas moisev lachazman. Because I'm charging you money for the fact that I'm waiting for my money a month or a year, whatever it is. Shezehu ikar pigam hu avoidazoro shel taivas momoin. This is the essence of the idol worship that's involved in money. Shetoila hakoil bazman, whereby the person is focusing on time. What do you mean? Today is one thing, and 6 months from now is something completely different. The fact that I have the money now, that puts me in a completely different category than you. You're going to get your money in 3 months, so you're not like me. I'm rich, you're poor. I'm good, you're bad, you know, whatever it is. Chas v'shalom. Shehashefa yoyred ve'enoy mamin chas v'shalom. Shehashefa yoyred melamala mebchinas lamala. And the person doesn't believe that the shefa comes from upstairs. Mibchinas lemala meazman. The shefa is coming from a place that has no dates on it. Up there in heaven, there's no dates. There's no time. Kiim humamin boze. Because if a person would believe that, would really believe that the money comes from Hashem, and by Hashem there is no time, shuv einoy nikra b'shem halvo klal, then it's not a loan. It's not, I'm not lending you any, I'm not doing anything for you. Every person is provided for by Hashem, period. That's a fact. Hashem takes care of everybody, all the time. The fact that it happens to be, that right now I have money in my wallet, and this minute you don't, hold on a second. You can have a billionaire who goes into the shower. When he goes into the shower, does he have his money strapped onto him? Does he have the $1 billion strapped onto his stomach? No, he's got nothing. He's a pauper. He's a penniless pauper. He's nothing. So if I got 50 bucks in my wallet, am I going to look at him in the shower and say, look at that. I finally made it. I'm richer than John Paul Getty. He's got nothing. And people say, you're a moron. You're an idiot. He doesn't have it now. 5 minutes, 10 minutes from now, he's going to walk out of the shower. He's going to take his wallet. You're going to see he's got credit cards there for $12 billion. So what are you talking about? You think just because for these 5 minutes, you have, and he doesn't have, that makes you a somebody? Same thing. If I lend you 10 grand, if you approach me and you say, I have an opportunity now, something very important. If you can lend it to me, I'll give it to you back in 3 weeks. I'm, you know, and I lend it to you. I don't have to feel like any big shot that I have, you don't have. Nonsense, nonsense. All of our shefa comes from Hashem and it don't have any dates on it at all.
V'tekef kishelokeach ribis chas v'shalom, and at the moment a person takes interest for his money, for lending his, bishvil hamtonas moisev lachazman,
because of waiting for my money a certain length of time, hum mafrid, ואויקר חס ושלום, ההשפו מבחינס השורש. He's cutting off, he's detaching, disconnecting the shefa, the sustenance, from its source, from Hashem, מבחינס למעלה מהזמן, from the source of it, which is timeless, above the concept of time. ונסקשר בעבוד זורה, וחושך, and he's plugging into idol worship, darkness, מבחינס מיסה, death, שהוא בבחינת זמן, which is an issue of time, which is very time related. וזהו, and now look at the wording in the פסוק. וזהו, this is why the פסוק says there, אל תיקח מאיתוי נשך וסרביס, don't collect any interest from him whatsoever, וחי אחיך אימך, so that your brother will live with you. What is that? וחי דייקו. Look what the פסוק says, so that he'll live. כי צריכן לשבר טייבס מומוין, שהוא בחינס הלוו, בחינס ריבס, שהוא בחינס אבידזורו, חוישך מיסו.
A person has to break that wrong attitude about money, that wrong desire about money, which is idol worship, it's darkness, it's death. Rak lahamin b'Hashem, but rather to believe in Hashem, shekol hashefa meito yisporach, that all sustenance, all money, everything comes from Hashem. Listen to this next line. The extra $1,000 that I could have collected interest in lending, when I lent the money to this person, if I would have kept it in the bank, I would have gotten $1,000. Hashem will give me double that from other places. Hashem has any limitation of where he can, how to give me money? If Hashem wants to get money to a person, he's got unlimited ways to do it. So the fact that I'm not taking it from here because I'm showing my love for another Jew, my respect for another Jew, my faith in Hashem, do I think I'm going to lose out? Do I think Hashem isn't going to cover me? What am I, nuts? Ki malve Hashem choinein dal. Because the pasuk says, you're lending Hashem when you show kindness to a poor person. You hear these words? Choinein dal. A person who shows chanina, he shows kindness to a poor person, becomes Hashem's lender. And Hashem is good for the money. Hashem can pay back a billion times more than whatever you did. The emuna hu oyer haponim, whereas emuna is called the light of the face, lit up faces, bechinas chayim, life. Vezehu, and this is what the pasuk says there, v'chei ochicho imach, that when you're doing business with another Jew, when you're lending money to another Jew, make sure that he lives with you. Make sure that you lend him in the money in a way that you're not killing him. You don't make him feel like garbage. You don't make him feel like a corpse. There are people who say, I'd rather be dead than be in the situation I'm in. That I owe this guy money and he calls me three times a day, makes me feel like dirt, makes me feel worse than dirt. If they bury me, then I'm just dirt. The life that I'm living now is much worse than dirt, Rachmona Litzlan, when a person falls into that kind of situation. Loyalenu. With this, we conclude Halacha Gimel. And Rav Nosson Zal goes on to say, Hilchas Ribis Halacha Dalid Nichleles Behilchas Avodah Zorah Halacha Gimel. To see the fourth discussion that Rav Nosson Zal has on the topic of Ribis, if you'll go back to Avodas Galilim, a few pages back over there in Halacha Gimel, you'll see Rav Nosson Zal there explain the topic of Ribis also.